We want to look at the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. This is a world-famous, world-class Ramban, first-class Ramban on Kedoshim to you, because we know that one of the central ideas in our religion is Kedusha, is sanctity, holiness. But what is it? What is it all about? So I hope you have this page that has the Ramban on Kedoshim to you. We're going to start with the paragraph in which, it's the second major paragraph on your page, Kedoshim Tiyu, the Ramban quotes Rashi, as he always does, and he has his issues with Rashi, as he very often does, not always. So the Ramban's language is as follows. Hevi Prushim Min Harayos. How would you translate the word Prushim, or Parush?
Separate.
To separate, to remove. So, for example, a person is poresh, it means he removes. And here you have to be removed, says the Ramban, from, in the name of Rashi again, from arayos. So it seems like, according to Rashi, the focus here on precious, on kedusha, because kedusha equals precious, is what? What area of human behavior?
Arayos.
Arise, sexual, forbidden sexual relationships. Umina vera, and from every similar immoral act. Shekol makum shatamotze geder erva, atamotze kedusha. Rashi quotes a Vayikra Rabba, and the Medrash states that whenever you find a getter erva, somebody who's very restricted in the area of erva, then you know by definition it's kedusha. So if I were to ask you, according to Rashi, whether or not we have a din kloli or a din mesuyam in our briska language, according to Rashi, is kedoshim to you referring to the whole gamut of human behavior, or specifically tarayos, to the area of sexuality, what would you say? Yeah, we're doing Parsha first.
Nice. I love Parsha.
Because I always run out of time, so I want to just make sure we get it in under the wire. So, again, is Rashi talking about all areas of human behavior, or does he hone in on one specific? It's a din mesuyam. Correct? And what area? Arayos. Okay, the Ramban is going to take offense. He thinks that this is a very limited and a very myopic view, if you will, of what Kedusha is all about. So he says, Lashon Rashi, we're in the second main paragraph, and we just actually, on the page of the Ramban, you'll see where the Ramban, at the end of that paragraph, he quotes a Toras Kohanim, right? The Toras Kohanim is the same as the Sifra. And he writes, Aval b'toras konim ra'isi, stam. What does the word stam mean?
Stam.
How would you translate it into English? Stam.
Plain by itself.
Yeah.
General. The word stam means general. Because again, Rashi says the Kedoshim to you is very specific. And it only applies to Erva. The Ramban expands Kedoshim to you way beyond. Because what's the language of the Toras Kohanim? Prushim tihiyu. You should be separate. You should be removed. There's nothing in the Toras Kohanim at all that indicates that we're talking about Erva, Arayos. V'chein shanu sham, and further it says there in the Toras Kohanim, in the Sifra, v'skadashtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kodosh ani. How do we interpret this concept of Kedusha? Kishem shani kadosh. God says, just as I am holy, kach atem tiyu kedoshim. Any mention of Erva here? No mention of error. Kishem shani parush, just as I'm removed from this world, right? The God is removed from this world. Is kach atem to you prushim? You should also be removed from the physicality and the sensuality of this world. But once again, there's no mention specifically of what? Of Erva. Is everybody with me on this? I don't hear any noise here, except for...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so again, according to Rashi, what is Kedusha? Kedusha equals precious. Now what is precious? Arias. Therefore, if Rashi says A equals B and B equals C, then we know A equals C by the law of transmutation, and therefore we know that Rashi defines Kedusha as what? As being partial Arias. And who doesn't like that? Who objects? The Ramban. Ramban says there's nothing in the Sifri, in the Sifra, that indicates that we're talking about what? About Arias. Says the Ramban, Ulufidati, Ein aprishus hazos lifrosh min arayos kedivrei arav. Who's the Rav here?
Rashi.
You know, it's according to my opinion, says the Ramban, this concept of separating yourself, abstaining, is not limited merely to what?
Sexuality.
To after sexuality, but rather it refers to something more general. Abla prishus hu amuzkar b'chol mokom b'talmud. This idea of separating yourself refers to many different areas of human behavior, as you find it all over the Talmud. Shebaaleo nikroim prushim. And here the Ramban uses the term prushim. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole group of people called the prushim. But in the original Talmudic source, which is the Gemara Chagiga Yudches, who's called a parush? Anybody know who the prushim were at the time of Chazal?
They were
ochlei chulin b'tara. Is this new to you, or should I go over this? Or again, al pi din, you're allowed. You know, if you're not a kohen, you're allowed to be b'tami yourself. Great. There's no isin tuma.
No.
Don't, let's not confuse the tzedukah with the prushim, because then I'm in deep trouble. Then because I'm one of the prushim. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be one of the tzedukah. You know, those are the bad guys.
They're a group at the same time, right?
Yes, that is true. But the prushim were dedicated to the Torah to such an extent that even where the Torah permitted something, for example, you're allowed to eat chulin tmeim, there's no prohibition against that. Nevertheless, they went even further. They were parish, they removed themselves even from chulin unless it had tahara. They were called the prushim. And once again, we're not dealing with erva now. We're dealing with an area of behavior that goes way beyond. We're talking about achil and shasiyah. Yeah.
Can that be done now? It's impossible to do that now.
No, I don't think in our day we have that kind of prushim. We have other kinds of prushim. I mean, there's a rav, I don't want to go into detail here, in Bnei Brak, who's a real parish. I mean, they actually siphon off meals for him, which are frozen. It's not even meals. I mean, it's like pills almost. And that's what he lives on.
Ravadis
also is that? I didn't know.
Ravadis.
The way he has the yeshiva called Yaakov, that Ravadis?
Ravadis is his son.
Oh, okay. So look, there are prushim today, but I wouldn't call it, you know, prushim in the strict sense. Okay. So now, let's look at the Ramban. And I want everybody here to put themselves in the following mental, you know, focus. I want you to ask yourself, what is the Ramban going to say about Kedusha? Okay, is the Ramban advocating leading a disciplined life, you know, finding the middle ground, or is he advocating some sort of extreme kind of behavior pattern? Okay, let's look in the Ramban inside. You may have already seen this Ramban. This is a very, very famous Ramban. Zeha Inyan, he says, what is this concept of Kedusha, which is such a central concept in Yahadus? Ki HaTorah is here by Arroyos of Macholos Asurot, Machol Masurim. The Torah prohibited certain Arroyos, right, certain women that you're not allowed to have relations with, and certain foods that you're not allowed to eat under any circumstance, unless it's Pikuach Nefesh, right? Vatorah, Hitira, or Vitira, Habia, Ish Beishto, Vachilas Basar V'yayin. On the other hand, there's certain sensual pleasures which the Torah permits, again, within a certain framework. So there's that which is asur and that which is mutter. So everything the Torah asks, there's something parallel that's mutter. So again, sexuality is not prohibited across the board, you know, absolute. But within the context of marriage, it's permissible. Clear? The Torah didn't say you can't eat any meat. You can eat some meat, but it's got to be done in a proper way. It's limited. The Torah didn't say that you can't drink wine. And that's all permissible. No, so I could come along and say, look, if these relationships with my wife are permissible, if I'm allowed to eat all the meat And all the yayin that's prepared according to halacha, again, not a barrel of wine that's outside the city that's real vacuum, you know, that's a problem. Okay, because that's karov. But I can drink, you know, some people are connoisseurs in wine. Have you ever met someone who really, really knows their beans in wine? You never met such a person? They will spend $100 on a barrel of wine, easy, without blinking.
On a bottle of wine.
Again, not the wine that you drink.
No, my Rebbe.
I'm talking about, you know, dry wine, you know, with the Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot. I'm talking about, you know, like collector's wine from the year 1950. You know what I'm saying? You pay through your nose for such wine. There are people who enjoy this kind of wine. Okay? Some people hate wine. You know, give them sweet wine, which is not wine at all, but they'll drink that. You know what I'm saying?
Residuals.
Yeah. Well, somebody can't keep their wine down. You know, they got to read this Ramban very carefully. You know, but anyway. All right.
Double whammy.
Anyway, so if we turn back the clock to Spain, you know, this is going back, you know, like 1,000 years to Spain. The Ramban saw people who were very strict about the letter of the law. You know, they really observed all the restrictions that the Torah, all the prohibitions that the Torah delineated to the T. But yet, in Kein Yimtza Baltaiva, who's a Baltaiva? How would you describe that?
A glutton,
someone who's sensuous, he exaggerates, he's totally given over to sensuality. Yimtza Makom Liel Shatuf Bezimas Ishto, and he's constantly, you know, having a blast with his wife, right? He's just, that's all he's involved in, day and night. Oh, now wait a minute, what's oh?
Or.
Oh, yeah, or means another possibility. Well, anything beyond your wife is going to be prohibited. So what does he have in mind? Ah, Noshim HaRabos. Yeah, I always thought one is enough, but, you know, you could marry more than one wife, according to strict law. Of course, we have Cherim, Derben Gershom, but we don't all accept that Cherim. You know, there are those who never accept it. Not all Sfaradim, but some Sfaradim never accepted it. And not only that, even Cherim Derben Gershom is already Paka. It's already... And then you have something called a hetamei rabbanim. Good. So imagine this gentleman is shatut bezima, you know, and he's got many wives, and all that is permissible according to the Torah. Or alternatively, he says lios kisove or bisove yayin bezolei basolam as pasukim mishle in perkav gimel. The Ramban very often integrates psukim from Tanakh, excuse me, into his commentary on the Torah, and that's what he's doing here. So you're talking about people who fress. They guzzle away, they gorge themselves with meat and guzzle wine, and that's what they're focused on. V'yadaber kirtzono, and he can speak as much as he pleases, b'chol ha-nevolos. Okay, how would you translate the word nevolos?
All those definite
abominations.
Abominations, you know, this is vulgarities, we're talking about vile things, and all sorts of repulsive, disgusting kind of talk. That's a called nivel peh. So, how would you describe this fellow who, on the one hand, is very strict about observing the law? He never has shown violates the law, but on the other hand, he dedicates himself to sensuality, to the kind of zolel v'sove that's typical of Ben Sorum Morer. He speaks all sorts of nivolos. How would you describe such a person?
It's not the spirit of the law.
Correct. The Ramban came up with a title. Do you remember the Ramban's title? Take a look inside. I mean, this is probably the most famous Ramban in his commentary on the Torah. Novel Mirshus HaTorah. It's such a cute phrase, so sharp. He's novel, he's despicable, he's degenerate, he's repulsive. But Mirshus HaTorah, he's within the permissibility of the Torah. You know, if you're bright and you're knowledgeable and you're sharp about it, you can go through the Torah, you know, carve your way through, you know, through, and tiptoe through the Torah and avoid any violation whatsoever, and you are, according to the Ramban's phrase, which Ramban actually coins, a new phrase, he's a novel birshus haTorah rabosai. He's a degenerate. He's fair. But he's within the parameters of the Torah. Ulefichach ba hakosav hazeh. This is the import of the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Achrei shepe. And now the Ramban explains why this pasuk is written here. The sequence. is very deliberate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just throw in Kedoshim Tiyu anywhere. He threw it right here. Achrei Sheperat HaIsurim. He delineates all the different Isurim. She'asar Osam Legamrei, which are totally prohibited. It's a Maisa Vera Mamish. Again, now we're no longer talking about a Maisa Vera. He's already observed categorically all of the mitzvahs that were written by the Torah. Tziva V'dover Klali. What kind of din is this? Is it a din mesuyam in erva, or is it a din klali? Din klali. Sheni aprushim min hamosoros. Aha. Rabbo said, what does he mean, prushim min hamosoros? To avoid excessive actions, exaggerated actions. So what is the Ramban advocating? Is he advocating that I shouldn't go to the extreme exaggeration and become a degenerate? Or is he advocating that I should go to the other extreme, and even where the Torah permits it, I should be porish? I should minimize my involvement in those actions completely. The Ramban at this point says that he should be porish min ha-mosaros. Can you underline those words? Well, what impression do you get from those words?
They should be
porish. No, I'm asking, is it A or B? I'm only giving you two choices now. You might have a third choice. I only know two. Is it A, that the Ramban wants you to avoid excessive, exaggerated involvement and dedication to sensuality and so forth? Or is the Ramban saying, go to the other extreme? Avoid it at all costs. Do the barest minimum to keep yourself, your head above water. So that's B. So what do you say? Hello, is anybody home?
A.
B.
It's B?
A.
Okay, why do you think it's A?
Because that's going to cause you to do other things.
No, I need a textual analysis. You know, that's why I like to teach from a text. There's some rabbinim like to teach in luftarai, all the way in the air. I like to teach from a text. Vitziva, vidavar, kloli, shenia, prushim, and amosaros. What does that sound like? No, mosaros. You have to read it right. You have to punctuate it correctly. What's mosaros? Mosaros are those exaggerated luxury involved. You know, the guy spends his life in a spa. You know, and he pumps iron, and he goes to the Schwitzbad, and he's out there on the beaches. You know, he didn't violate any surim. Yeah, he could probably even go out on the beach in Shabbos and find a beheta for it. You know what I'm saying? If he tiptoes in his toes, you know, in his bare feet. So what does Ramban mean? Nia prushim min amosaros. What does that sound like? Mosaros means excessive. He should be purged from excessive behavior, from exaggerated behavior, correct? So is it A or B?
A.
It's A. And I was very happy about this. But then look at the next line. Now I get a little bit confused. The plakos thicker. You might be mishkol. Mishkol is the Hebrew word for the sexual act. You might. What does you might mean?
Minimize. A little bit.
Does it mean to be temperate, or does it mean to really be minimum? You understand? There's a vast difference between the two. You know, there's A to one extreme, and that's complete prisha. There's B to the other extreme, which is not, you know, nothing more than being a novel b'shusator, being involved in most sorrows.
The lashon of yimat, though, in general.
And then there's the middle level. What do you say?
The lashon of ma'at in general is never an extreme all the way. It's always refers to.
So you read it, you might. In other words, he shouldn't go too far with it. He should be disciplined about it, correct?
Yeah.
And now he quotes the Gemara in Brachos. And once again, as we've seen over and over again, Chazal claim that they know the psychology of birds. Sha'amru, what did the Chazal say? Shalo yu talmidei chacham mitzuyinetzel nishoseyem. Ki what? Ki tarnagolim. I don't know what they have against the tarnagolim. Like, I don't know, roosters, I guess, you know, whatever. They're over-exaggerated, right? So, you shouldn't exaggerate yourself and spend all your time, you know, in sexual pleasures with your wife, like the tarnagolim. There's only one problem. The Ramban is using the Gemara Brachos to illustrate his perspective. Is there something that you should ask here? Is this Gemara Brachos a proof, a support text to the Ramban? Or maybe just the opposite?
Talmidei Chachamim.
Excellent. The Chazal are addressing Talmidei Chachamim, implying that what about your average Joe, your rank and file citizen? He's okay. And then you talk about a level here that's way beyond. But the Ramban is talking about Kedoshim Tiyu. The mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, who's it addressed to?
Everyone.
Not the Talmidei Chachamim. So I don't know what the Ramban is doing here with this Gemara Brachos. I'm confused. Then he says, V'lo yishtamshu bo Ella kifi hatz. What do you have? Lo yishamshu or lo yishtamshu?
Lo yishamish.
Oh, that's good. Lo yishamish. That's what it should be. I have a mistaken text here. Lo yishtamshu, but it makes no sense. Lo yishamsh. Lo yishamish. Ella kifi hatzorech. Right? Tashmish, which is sexual relations, should be lifi hatzorech. What's lifi hatzorech? You know, it's that which is needed. Yeah, how much is necessary? Bikiuma mitzvah mimena. What mitzvah does Rabban have in mind? Puravu. Wait a minute. Hold on, Yomim. I'm with you in a minute. But Lechora, and I saw the Mefarshim on the Rabban, they say it's referring to period of Arivia. So that means that a man should only have relations with his wife for the purpose of period of Arivia? You know, like five times during his lifetime? I'm like, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? What about this? What about that? She's pregnant. She's this. She's that. Boo, boo, boo. And maybe she's even past menopause. I don't know what. Only for what? That's not the pshat. I'm sorry. I disagree with the mefarshim. I don't think the mitzvah that the Rabban has in mind is period of review. What mitzvah does he have in mind, Binyamin?
Mitzvah's honor.
Mitzvah's honor is a set mitzvah and it has its time and there are needs and there are moments when the mitzvah of honor emerges. And the Ramban says, you don't have to go beyond that. But again, it's beginning to sound a little bit, you know what I mean? The tables are turning a little bit the other way. Because again, he's restricting the sexual involvement to the mitzvah. The Yikadish Asmo Min Ayayin Bimiuto. Again, I don't know what he means by miuto. Is Ramban saying that, you know, drink wine, but be temperate about it, be disciplined about it? Or is Ramban saying, only drink wine when you have to? When do you have to drink wine? Kiddush. What else? You know what holiday I'm referring to.
Pesach.
Ah, Pesach. Okay, I wasn't referring to Pesach. I was referring to Purim. You know. It says Chai Vinish Lipsume. I don't know how in certain yeshivas they reinterpret that chazal. But I've seen it. You know. In any event, it says, that's what it says over here. The Ikarish Atzmo Minayayim Bimiuto. I don't know what he means by Bimiuto. But here the Ramban gives it away. I want you to read the next line in the Ramban because I think here, at this juncture, we understand what the Ramban means to tell me. Kimoshakara HaKosuv HaNozir Kadosh. What do you see in that line? Again, Rabban's goal is to define the word kadosh or kedusha, and what parsha does he, what sugya does he zero in on? The zeros. I'm going to ask you a ridiculous question: how much wine does a nozer drink?
None.
A big flat zero. So it seems to me that if the Rabban is quoting nozer as a proof, then what he's trying to tell us to do is precious in the full sense. You know, the whole impact of precious. And only drink wine when it's necessary. That's what he seems to say. The Yizkar HaRoz HaNizkaros Mimenu BaTorah Benoch UBelot. The Torah implies that if you exaggerate with regard to the drinking of wine, what's going to happen at the end? And where does the Torah in two different episodes reveal the impact or the repercussions of abusing wine? Noach, what happens to Noach?
Embarrassed.
Right, he comes out of teva and he's naked and everything else. And Lot has relations with his daughters. And again, he was drunk, but look what drunkenness could lead you to.
Yeah, but then his daughters get drunk. Is that different?
Good. But still, look at what drunkenness could lead to, you know. We're not blaming Noah. Okay, you don't want to blame. You got offended because I blamed Lot for this. You know, Lot was really, really guiltless. I'm sure as they were giving him drinking wine, he was trying to push it away from them. You know, he said, come on, girls, let's see that. But, okay, I don't know. Somehow I'm not so convinced that Lot was the biggest tzaddik around. But in any event, look what the repercussions are, and look where it could lead to. Okay? And now the Ramban goes even further. Not only should be Poresh from erva from the hanos erva, and the hanos bia and tashmish, and you should be porish from the hanos achilu shasiyah with regard to wine, and not to be a zoleil v'sove with meat, and so forth and so on. Now he goes even beyond those confines. Ke'inyan shis kiru big day. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. V'chein yafrish atzmo min atuma. He should avoid tuma. Afal pishal lo is harnu mimenu. Notice, we're not talking about a kohen. A kohen's not allowed to be mitami, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a kohen, so I'm not enjoined from being mitami myself. You know, the Rav Zichron Baruch used to tell us about his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim wouldn't go to a cemetery unless he absolutely had to. Absolutely. You know, for kvura or something like that. He didn't go to cemeteries. Reb Chaim didn't think that's a place for a good Jewish boy. And I felt very guilty when I went with, I told you I went once with Heritage to Poland, and that all we did was walk into cemeteries. That was like the whole trip. For 1 week, that's all I saw was cemeteries. And I felt very guilty about it, because Reb Chaim the Rav drummed it into us. Don't go near the dead. You know, the Torah wants us to be living and connected with life and not with death. You know, you have to go to cemetery. That's something different. So the Ramban says that a person should be purished from tuma. To be purished from tuma. And by the way, the Ramban had already alluded to this before, that Krishna has something to do with avoiding tuma. When he called our attention to the Gemara in Chagig about what? About the Prushim, right, who only eat chulin bitahara. Kenyan Shizkiru, big day Amar, it's Midrash Leprushim, a Parush should avoid using the clothing of an Amoretz, because again, an Amoretz knows nothing about Tumah V'Tahara, and Midras is something that's very common. So if the Amoretz and his family and all his the members of his family, they're not into, you know, Tumah V'Tahara, they don't know beans about it, so they weigh down on B'gadim, or they sit on it, they lay on it, or they push themselves on it. That's called Midras in the case of a Zav and a Zava. So now you want to put this on. You're a parush. You might be contaminating yourself by through midras of a big day amaretz. Ukvosh nikra nazir kadosh. And why else is the nazir called kadosh? Not only because he abstains from wine, but mi shamro mi tumas hames gamken. He also avoids any contamination with the dead. V'chein. What else comes out of the kedushin and precious? Yishmar piv ulashono. Me his goyel from polluting beribui achila achila gasa umina dibur hanimas. So the mouth and the tongue should not become polluted by over exaggerating with eating gluttonously and unappropriate speech. Kinyan shehizkir hakosuv v'chol peh the pasuk in Yeshayahu Hanavi dover Nivola. Now, once again, is the Ramban telling me to avoid something very negative, something very exaggerated, something that's really degenerate? Or is the Ramban telling me to go to the other extreme? He says not to get involved in Nivola, in this kind of profane speech.
So here seems to be going, it's more like just don't get involved with the profanity.
Excellent, but look at the next line.
Appreciate it.
And I want to show you how the Ramban is very consistent, that he advocates in favor of preachers. He says, V'yikadish atzmo bazeh. He should sanctify himself in this area of speech. Ashiagil preachers. Oh, now he calls it preachers. Absolute removal and abstinence. And he quotes, Chosh Amru, Al Rabbi Chia, Agmar and Sukkah Chavches, Shalo Sach Sicha B'Tela Miyamav. Wow, that's unbelievable. You know, you want to tell Rabbi Chia, you know, who won the football game. He's not interested. You tell him it's Dvar Torah, he'll speak to you until you're blue in the face. But imagine, we're talking about Rabbi Chia, we're going to learn about Rabbi Chia here on Daf Chav Dalet. Rabbi Chia lo sach sicha b'teilu miyav. That's the paradigm that we should be emulating. That is precious, and we should be trying as much as we can to attain precious, says the Ramban. The elu v'chayotze ben ba mitzvah zos haklolis. These kinds of behaviors are included under the general mitzvah of kedoshim tiyu achreisha perit kol haver shein asurus legavrei. After the Torah specified what you have to abstain from according to the strict law, Ashikanes bichlalzos. But now we're on the again the general thing. Not only that, hatzava hanikius. Wow, we have to keep our bodies clean. Biyadavu begufo. Interesting. Cleanliness, says the Ramban, is included under kedusha. Kamosha amru viskadashtem viyisem kedoshim. Viskadashtem, the Chazal say, it's Gemara Brachos Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Elu mayim achronim, the purpose of which is cleanliness of the hands. Viyisem kedoshim elu mayim rishonim. Elu mayim achronim. Ki kadosh ze shemen orev. You should even put perfume on your fingers when you finish the... What do they call it? In the fancy restaurants, they bring out these...
those napkins.
Yeah, those perfume napkins. Ki afal pisha elu mitzvos midivreim. Even though the command to wash your hands before and after you eat are only midivreim, they're only drabbanan. Nevertheless, they come under the mitzvah d'orais of kedoshim to you. Ikar akosiv v'chayotze bem yazim. Shini nikiyim utahorim uprushim. Mehamon bnei Adam sheim lachlechim atzman b'mosaros ubikiyurim. We should avoid this kind of behavior that's typical of the masses of the people. They get themselves filthy with excesses of all sorts of permissible behavior. Again, mosaros and kiyurim are permissible. Mosaros are excesses, and kiyurim are unseemly things. And then the Ramban says that's in general the Torah's approach. Then the Torah goes into specific prohibitions and then gives you a general rule. Now, I wanted you to see a paragraph here in the Shar HaKedusha of the Reishis Chachma. And with this, we'll wrap it up. The Shar HaKedusha, which you'll see on page... I tried to write page 1 on the page. So you see page 1?
Yeah.
So if it came out, I don't know if it came out on the page, it should say page 1, on the bottom left, V'acha Shebi'arnu, Nivar Mahus HaKedusha, he's now dedicating himself to define the essence of Kedusha, and he quotes the Ramban. You see on the third line, he quotes the Ramban. Now that quote of the Ramban will take you all the way down to the bottom of the right column on page 2, three lines up from the bottom, he finishes up with the Ramban, Ad Kan Lashono. And therefore, in summary, he says, Klolos Dvarev, Ki Mitzius Kedusha Hi Aprishus. And he defines the Ramban's concept of Kedusha as Prishus. Mikol Divrei Olam Azeh. We really should be separated from all involvements in this world. We have to reach the level of Malachim. Umeyamosros, and from exaggerated things for sure. However, here the Reishis Chachma adds his own comment. He says, "V'niro lanu bazeh bir klolus hakdushahu." We're on the top of this left column now. If we really want to get the picture of kedusha, the general picture, the overall view, ki hakdusha bat shtei bechinot. Kedusha includes within it two different dimensions. Ha'echa, the first one, Geder Prishus, like the Ramban said. And Kadosh means Parosh. And you have to discipline yourself and avoid any excessive involvements and pleasures. Fine. Then you see where I made a little arrow about 10 lines down?
Yeah.
Oh. He summarizes this first dimension by saying Zuhi Bechinas Sur Meirah. In other words, avoid these actions and these involvements, and that's called sur meira. However, he says v'yesh p'china shnia b'kedusha. There's another flip side to kedusha. What's the flip side to sur meira? Asay tov. And now he gets into Kabbalistic ideas, which I have no clue what they're about. Hamshachas or HaKadosh is some sort of light, a supernal heavenly light, and we have to extend that light from the heavens down to the earth. Or HaKadosh Olenu, and we have to, so to speak, wrap ourselves up in this light. Kedeshin istatim in islabesh bi osak dusha. So again, it's no longer that we're abstaining, now we're elevating ourselves. V'zui k'neged mitzvus aseh, aseh tov. V'raya, how do I know that Kedusha is generated by aseh tov, not just by prishus? And he quotes Tanchum in Tzitzis, on the pasuk v'yisem kedoshim l'elkechem, v'zman shetem osim es ha-mitzvos atem ha-kudoshim, v'maschem al ha-umos, pirashtem in ha-mitzvos, na'aseisem ha-chulolim. So the recipe for Kedusha are the positive mitzvahs of the Torah, like tzitzis, and many, many others. So a person wears tzitzis, he's sanctifying himself. He's extending the R of Kedusha from above, from heavens down to this earth, and wrapping himself in this R. Then he quotes a Mechilta, Anshei Kehodesh Tiyun Li, Isi Ben Yudah Omer, Hamakayim, Mechadesh Mitzvah Yisrael, I'm sorry, Kishamakom, excuse me, it's the print is very, Kishamakom means when Almighty God is Mechadesh, He generates a new mitzvah in Yisrael, who Mosif Lem Kedusha. So you see that a mitzvah equals Kedusha. Harei Bebir, you see clearly, Ki Asiyas HaMitzvos, Mechadesh HaSa'adam, who Mosif Lo Kedusha. V'ha'inyon ki asiyas ha-mitzvah osa levush or l'neshama. Somehow it wraps the neshama in this or. And he quotes a Zohar. He says, v'lachein onu omrim, you see where that next arrow is? Bibrachos, when we make a brach on a mitzvah. Asher kidshonu v'mitzvosav. What's kidshonu? Again, the word kedusha. Ki asiyas ha-mitzvah tekadesh ha-neshama. Then if you skip down a few lines, he says, V'chein be'inyon ha-kedusha shonu mekadshin b'chol yom. Here's another positive way in which we achieve Kedusha. Kadosh, 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 we recite the Kedusha, Malech al Eretz Kvodo. And he quotes the Zohar again, that through this Amiras Kedusha that we recite every morning in Shachris, when Moshe kolech avech me'akedusha al-yona olav. This is a whole nother... This is a whole other concept of Kedusha. It's not precious. So the totality of Kedusha is a synthesis of two different dimensions. One is to avoid that which could lead you to become Chas V'Shalom a novel B'Shus HaTorah, which again in the Ramban, you know, you get different sort of impressions from the Ramban. Certain words in the Ramban seem to indicate that you have to be temperate, down the middle, the Shvil HaZahav, the Rambam, not go to the other extreme. Other languages in the Ramban, when he used the Nazir or Reb Chiya as his paradigm, he seems to be talking about precious to the extreme. Only involve yourself in this world to the extent that you absolutely have to keep up your goof, to be kind mitzvahs, but beyond that, abstinence is the name of the day, and that's precious, that's Kedusha. But on the other hand, there's a whole other approach to Kedusha. Asher kidshonu mitzvosav. And within the context of that approach, we're talking about elevating, we're talking about wrapping ourselves in awe, we're talking about grasping onto tzitzis. You know, they say about the Vilna Gaon that towards the end of his life, he was holding his tzitzis with simcha, and he said, in this world, for one kapaka, I could get such a great mitzvah. And in the next world, none. There's no money that would buy you any mitzvah. So we have to cling on to the mitzvahs, and I think that maybe perhaps we could suggest that the practical program that we should advocate, that we should follow here in unifying and integrating both the Sur Meirah and the Aseh Tov, is that we should begin by avoiding any sort of extremities, any sort of exaggerated novel B'Shus HaTorah kind of phenomenon that we should avoid. That's the Sur Meirah. But at that point, I think we should advocate in favor of mitzvahs. Get involved in mitzvahs. You know, whether it's Beinon Mochaveiro. You know, you wake up in the morning, you say hello to somebody, you smile at them, you make them feel good. There are so many myriads of opportunities of Beinon Mochaveiro. And how much more so if we can get involved in a ruach and a spirit that connects us together. And Beinon Mochaveiro goes beyond just visiting the sick and encouraging those who are down. It means generating friendships. And that's Beinon Mochaveiro. And then it's Beinon Mochom. You know, to dedicate ourselves to Hashem and let the mitzvah seep in and penetrate. You know, we're coming close to Shavuos. And Shavuos is a day of simcha. Because Torah is Pikud Hashem Shem Safilei. There's no, in fact, there's machlokas whether or not you can dedicate yourself on Yontif to study, meaning the Talmud Torah, and to prayer, the mitzvah of Tefillah, and the Kulol Hashem. And Rabbi Lezer says you can do either Kulol Hashem, Kulol. But when it comes to Atzeres, which is the Chazal's term for what? For Shavuos, Atzeres equals Shavuos. On Shavuos, Kuli Amol Oplii to be eaten Lachem. Because when we celebrate with the Torah, we're celebrating not with precious, but with a different kind of Kedusha. The Kedusha of Torah is the Kedusha of mitzvahs that Hashem gave us the mitzvahs. Okay then? All right.